producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment that I'm running, and David Nitek's reason to be playing this report, where Mark Dice talks to Democrats who agree they want a lower standard of living, they want Hillary to make them poor. This is how deranged they are. And then we're also going to play a report that, yes, Sharia law is being enforced in areas of the U.S. We actually have video of this. That's coming up, and a lot more with David Knight today. There's a bunch of subjects he's going to be covering as well. Joel Skousen, you heard my question for folks that just joined us. Why didn't they run a false flag with just white Christians or white Republicans? Because that's the whole narrative. I mean, I agree. You've got the evidence of the shooters. You've got all this other stuff happening. Why not tailor it? Or was this done so we would accept it and believe it and then accept gun control, accept more Homeland Security? Are they giving us false flags they think are more appetizing?
It's a good question. The answer is a little bit complex, but let me first of all say that remember that these false flag black operations are going on in preparation months and months in advance, sometimes years in advance, and you can't always stop the process or dovetail or plan on this one. I mean, I'm sure they've got a dozen or half a dozen black operations, gun control-oriented operations already in the pipeline.
And they have to wait until the patsy is ready to do what they're told and get in line.
They cannot just wait. Now, remember that Farouk and Malik, he just got $26,000 paid into his bank account. Somebody paid him off to do something. And I think it was to be present at this. I think the government came in and planted those weapons. The pipe bombs were inert, by the way. That's a sign of false flag. The fact that he couldn't have built that toy car remote bomb, he had no electronic equipment, means that there are other people involved, which they're not looking for. So this was clearly a false flag, but I think it's important to realize that terrorism was sacrificed in here. It's true there's a disadvantage in ginning up an anti-immigrant reaction to this, but remember the key aspect was the ATF kept saying this was a legally acquired gun in California, the toughest of all gun states. This was completely tailored to make sure that we have to take down, that no gun control is safe for assault weapons. We have to ban them.
So we got to have more.
But not only that, I think they're saying that gun laws don't stop it. We've got to actually ban assault weapons.
Confiscate.
That's why the New York Times came out for the ban. That's why Huffington Post came out for the actual confiscation.
This is their time to declare it. You see the scripting.
Yeah. And so I think there are compromises they do if they continue to throw white Christians at us. You know, it looks more like a government operation. They're mixing up, and I don't think they can absolutely control. They've got, as I say,
sure, they're testing, too, when their real season of false flag comes, what the fish are biting on.
Exactly, yes. Now, as I say, I don't think it's going to come up to gun control. At best, the next thing they want is registration, and we could see, I want all assault weapons registered, but it's not going to get to confiscation, I can assure everyone.
Well, I agree. These people are scientists, and everything they do is beta test over and over again. You see it getting more intense, but it's beta testing into the future. But they're just trying to shut down the economy with Obamacare and with welfare and all the rest of it to make us dependent. But certainly an interesting time. Watch what's happening with Russia and Syria. That, for me, is the big hot button. Joel Skousen, thank you so much. You got about 60 seconds left. What else is going on over at World Affairs Brief right now?
Well, let's see. We are doing a lot to cover, you know, this election, especially how they're trying to take down Donald Trump without success. And as I said, I'm focusing a lot on what they're going to do to as an alternative to Bush, who isn't going to fly. I think it's going to be very interesting to watch this primary process because, as I've said in the World Affairs Brief, there's over 1,200 delegates in the primary process that come from blue states, that is, liberal Republican states. They outnumber the conservative states, the red states, by about 54 to 46% of the 1,100 delegates for red state Republicans. And that means that they keep people like Rubio, who could take the Florida primary, Kasich, who could take the Ohio
primary. Hold on, finish this thought, and we'll hand the baton to David Knight. He'll be with us.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
David Knight is going to be hosting the rest of the hour, but a lot of days we end up overlapping into the fourth hour, obviously. Some days I'll continue to host the fourth hour. But David's got a ton of news coming up. He'll be commenting on what Joel Skousen is discussing here in just a moment as we finish up my part of the transmission. But we're talking about these purple states. They're not Democrat. They're not Republican. They're kind of these swing states that are partially Republican. And Joel Skousen was getting into that being the key battle for who they end up nominating. Also, a question I have for Joel, because I saw it this morning. I didn't cover it. It was in my stack. But we're covering it now. Yeah, Donald Trump's thinking about, we may have to shut down parts of the Internet in some places to stop these people. And, again, that'll be used to say he's anti-free speech. I would ask him next time he's on, what do you mean shut down the Internet? You mean in certain third world war zones? Because, you know, that's a pretty bold statement. You know, Hillary's saying restrict the Internet, but she means our speech. And she admits she means our speech. So very, very dangerous, some of these statements. Joel Skousen, finish up your purple state breakdown.
Well, the important thing to realize is that if a person doesn't get an outright win in eight primaries, then it cannot be nominated for president. So you're going to look to these people who, like Rubio and Kasich, who might win in their individual, to hand their votes to someone that they want, like Christie, who I think is going to win a few, and that will beef him up enough to be able to be nominated for president. Somehow they're going to dump Trump. I can tell you that he's not going to be the nominee.
So you're saying they're going to gerrymander it somehow?
That's right. They're going to gerrymander this thing. And I think it's very important to watch this because I'll tell you, the Tea Party is going to be outraged when they see this happen. They're going to realize, boy, the system really is rigged, and it doesn't look like...
And that's when Obama would do a new Oklahoma City to blame us.
Yes. I want to also mention before we close here that the National Front in France just won the latest regional election. They are now almost as big as the other two major parties, and this really has the establishment worried in Europe. This goes to the thing that I've long predicted is that as Helmut Kohl told the Maastricht Conference in 1997, if you don't do this voluntarily, there's going to be war. The only other alternative to the EU is war. And so I think what he means, of course, as a globalist, is we're going to give you a war to force you into a major global government. And although I still think that this is a few years off, Alex, it's coming as sure as we're living here today.
Well, the new attorney general that wants to restrict free speech, I totally agree with you, Joel Skousen, tipped her hand when she said her biggest fear is retaliatory strikes on Muslims. Well, hey, I don't want anything to happen to random innocent Muslims as well, especially the ones being preyed on by the Wahhabists our government's been funding that have killed hundreds of thousands of them in Libya and Syria. But she tips her hand. The perfect thing out of this could be a false flag with a bunch of Muslim school kids or something mowed down by some right winger they're winding up right now, or some patsy, or maybe they go all the way with a false flag, and then they can come in and come together and take our guns in the name of unity. I mean, I really see that, and I really just feel in the tea leaves, looking at all the pieces, that we're going into a false flag to blame the patriots, or they could have a giant Muslim attack against Muslims in Europe to demonize Le Pen. I mean, I really, in the calculus, I see they need that. And that would really help them. Now, maybe if they know we're there watching and folks aren't going to buy it, maybe they won't. What do you say, Joel Skousen?
No, I think, in fact, I wrote about this in the World Affairs brief, that when in the Paris attacks, they dropped the passport showing that one of the attackers, the suicide bombers, had come in as a refugee. And it, of course, accelerated the anti-Muslim movement there. And I thought, what could they be doing? They don't want to do this. They want to have more Muslims coming in. But in a sense, I thought, just as you did here, they could very well capitalize on an anti-Muslim sentiment by then demonizing those in the name of hate speech who hate Muslims or who attack Muslims. And they might very well have black operations attack Muslims so that they can make them a protected class. So they have multiple ways to run this, and they win either way. They're very, very devious.
Wow. All right. Joel Skousen, thank you for all the time. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Great job over there. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
I tell you, folks, trying to figure out the truth is interesting, it's exciting, and also gives me a headache sometimes. All I know is I'm sick of looking at Hillary Clinton, and I'm sick of looking at Barack Obama, and I want Trump to be a good guy. In ways, he says such wild stuff, it makes me think he's real. Then he says wild stuff, and it makes me think, what's going on? And the fact that he's smart enough through people to reach out to us, here's the bottom line. I'm above my pay grade right now. I'm in over my head. But then what makes me even more concerned is, I've had dinner with top rocket scientists, top former NASA people, billionaires, top writers, top researchers, media heads, and I'm just as smart as they are, and I'm more informed because my business is immersing myself 4 or 5 hours a day when I get off air mainly, and at night, not so much in the morning anymore. I still do that for about an hour. I study like 4 hours every morning. I don't do that anymore. And I just can't. I go crazy. And it's just so out of control. But that's the answer. Create the crisis and then offer world government as the solution to it. I want to get comments before I hand the baton. From David Knight, who is in the Situation Room. Again, I'm in the War Room, as we call it, here at InfoWars. If you're a radio listener, don't forget we simulcast full video from multi-studios and with reporters on the ground around the country and the world at InfoWars.com/show. We now take you back to David Knight. David, what do you think about what you heard Joel Skousen and I just talk about?
Well, Alex, I think that clearly Trump's remarks, I think, will actually make him more popular. I'm surprised to see that it wasn't covered at all by most people. We covered a little bit, but most of the press did not talk about Rand Paul when he introduced a bill to do precisely what Donald Trump said he would do last night. The difference is that Rand Paul's bill was more focused, more carefully worded. It wasn't controversial and just didn't get the press exposure. And, of course, he only had nine senators join with him to do that. Basically, what it would do is suspend the issuance of visas to refugees from Syria and up to other 30 other countries unless they had strict background checks. He introduced that bill back in November 16th.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he introduced that. And here's the difference. Here's the difference that we're hearing from a lot of people. At the same time, this is a Washington Post talking about this. It says, same time, Paul is distancing himself from Rubio and other Republican hawks who've argued for further American involvement in Iraq and Syria to fight ISIS. And, of course, that's the whole thing. Why would we continue this war that created the refugee humanitarian crisis in the first place? And that's what the people who are saying, like Rubio, who want to bring them in, he's saying, well, you know, we've got a humanitarian crisis, let's bring them in, but let's step up the war. And I hear the same thing from Trump, except he says, right, don't bring them in, but let's step up the war. I think the appropriate thing to do is to stop this war that we started, and we all understand that Obama created ISIS, that he created this whole thing.
That's the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is Western government started this whole thing. End it now.
Yes, yes. But then it gets even worse, Alex, because one of the things that they're just starting to pick up now, The Verge ran this 17 hours ago, but a lot of news outlets just within the last two or three hours have picked this up. And that was at the same speech last night in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, USS Yorktown. Donald Trump, and we have the clip here, we could play it.
Yeah, we'll do that in a moment.
Yeah, but basically he says we need to close up the Internet in some ways because of the threat of terrorism. He says some people will say freedom of speech. He says these are foolish people. Now, what's foolish is to think that we can achieve safety by selling out our liberties. If we throw the Constitution and the rule of law in principle under the bus, and that's what's important about these presidential elections. Look, the whole thing is rigged.
Sure.
I agree with Joel Skousen that they'll probably shut down Trump if they feel that he's a threat. They shut down Ron Paul. They shut down all third parties. That's a rigged
system. Let's expand on that. They did somewhat take it out of context. Just the two words, close it up. That's like that one senator saying a bunch of tubes, because he is not going off a teleprompter. But he should elaborate on this, because if he's not talking about specific war zones or shutting down, say, Al-Qaeda, you know, not letting them promote or whatever, I could obviously say, you know, see that. Don't put snuff films on YouTube of 8-year-olds blowing men's heads off. I mean, I could say censor that, because it's not censorship. It's, you know, snuff films are illegal. But right, if he goes, oh, no, shut the Internet off, well, that's what Obama and the globalists have put in place. That's what they want. So he needs to clarify this. In fact, speaking of it, here is the clip of Donald Trump.
A lot of people because of the internet. And we have to do something. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them, maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
Well, if it's in a war zone, you know, you jam radio, you jam the enemies, whatever. I can see what he's saying, but they're going to take that out of context. There it is in some more context. So what do you say, David Knight?
Well, I think the context is he's saying that people are going to object to it, saying you're violating our freedom of speech. I think that's his intention. I think that's his clear intention. He said that he's going to do things to win the war on terror, whatever that is, however you want to define the war. It's a technique. We talked about that many times. But he said he's going to do things that you've not even heard of. You can't even imagine. So he's bragging about how he wants to be authoritarian, how he's going to attack freedom of speech, and says, if you want to defend freedom of speech, you're foolish.
We're going to continue to track and trace all of this. David, I'm going to hand the baton to you right now. I just want listeners to understand, this is a one-of-a-kind broadcast, what you're watching and viewing right now, and it needs your support, your prayers. Please purchase products for Christmas gifts. We have a huge spectrum of crank-powered shortwave radios, incredible generator systems we just added, jumper cable systems, battery systems, G-Shock watches at some of the lowest prices you're going to find, strategic relocation, seeds, high-quality storable food, incredible optics, so much more, Moan Lambe apparel, Hillary for Prison apparel, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping until December 18th. And you can get T-shirts, get books, get videos. You can just order from us, put in your friends and family's addresses, and have the packages mailed directly there. We have an area where we can put a note in the order as well to them, or ship them to yourself there in your town or city, and then put them under the tree or give them to friends and family. And that way you're giving the gift of funding this operation and getting high-quality discounted products. Deep Cleanse is back. was sold out for almost a month at InfoWarsLife.com with Shilajit, Zeolites, and more, and other big discounts at InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. David Knight takes over straight ahead. Stay with us.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour. We have several Supreme Court decisions that are in the pike that cover everything from the freedom of the internet that we were just talking about. Donald Trump mentioned that last night, to the Supreme Court saying that Obama can continue to assassinate people in secret. Even Americans can be assassinated in secret. They have no problem with that. They gave a nod to an assault weapons ban out of Chicago. And so I want to talk about this whole thing about the Supreme Court being the final decision about what our rights are. If we look at that kind of mentality, understand it goes back to Marbury versus Madison. That was a Supreme Court decision that gave the Supreme Court the ultimate last say on everything. Isn't that interesting how that worked out? Of course, Thomas Jefferson disagreed vehemently with it. We've had presidents like Andrew Jackson, who said when the court took the side against him for a national bank, he said, well, the court has made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. So we, at one point in time, we did have an independent executive branch, an independent Congress that did what they were told, and we had a Supreme Court that would try to assert its power, but it really didn't have the authority to do that. That was never the design of the Constitution, I don't believe. I agree with Jefferson on that. And we can see how this works out. Of course, we know that the Supreme Court has been on the wrong side of many decisions. They said in the Dred Scott decision that the escaped fugitive slaves had to be returned. They were still the property of their owners. In the early 20th century, for nearly 50 years, the Supreme Court maintained that there was no freedom of speech for motion pictures. And as a matter of fact, the second person who was prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act of Woodrow Wilson to try to get people into, try to get America into World War I, the second person who was prosecuted under that was a film producer. And guess what the film was that he had produced? The Spirit of 76, a film about the American Revolution. But it portrayed the British in a negative light. So Woodrow Wilson and his censors at various places told him, no, you can't, you're going to have to cut this out. You're going to have to cut that out. It makes the British look too bad. And we want to go to war on the side of the British. Well, finally, he took it out in Chicago. Then when it went to L.A., he put the removed scenes back in. So they prosecuted him with a federal prosecution. They gave him a fine of $5,000. Today, that would be equivalent to $500,000. And they sentenced him to 10 years in jail. And the Supreme Court said, First Amendment does not apply to films. They reversed that later in the 1950s in another case. So the Supreme Court has been on multiple sides of the same issue. They were for it before they were against it, as many people say. They are not infallible. They are 9 politically appointed judges. Let me give you an example of this. Hillary Clinton the other night was giving a speech, and she said, we need to keep the nuclear option on the table for Iran. Now, James Breyer, one of the Supreme Court justices, was sitting in the audience, and he immediately corrected her and said, you mean military option, military option. And, of course, she's making these remarks at the Brookings Institute Saban fortune for relations between the U.S. and Israel. So she immediately said, oh, yes, military option. He's watching her back. These guys are political hacks, these people, these 9 unelected, unaccountable justices who think that they have it within their power to modify the Constitution as they wish. And that's what we really need to be careful about, because coming up, we have a lot of things, a lot of different attacks from different areas on the Internet, just as we were talking about in the last segment with Alex Jones in that speech last night that everybody's focused on, Donald Trump talking about how he would ban all Muslims. He also said that in order to shut down terrorism, we have to, in certain areas, close that Internet up in some ways. And somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Those are foolish people. So we're going to see people coming after the Internet, just as Hillary Clinton has said the same thing. Essentially, that we need to use the Internet to shut down terrorism and any speech of terrorism. We have seen they're going to try to argue for censorship of the Internet based on protecting us from terrorism. They're going to argue for it on the basis of copyright. Of course, it was a story that we had back at the beginning of November, shortly after Matt Drudge came here and gave the interview where he said Supreme Court justice told him they've got the votes to shut down the Internet, just shut down hyperlinks. And, of course, they're openly talking about doing that in the European Commission. The European Commission prepared, and this was reported by Kurt Nemo back on November 9th, the European Commission is preparing a frontal attack on the hyperlink, the basic building block of the Internet. That's how we link to things. And he points out this is based on an absurd idea that just won't die, making search engines and news portals pay media companies to promote their freely accessible articles. Now, understand that this is something that isn't just going to shut down freedom of speech. It isn't just going to shut down Matt Drudge. It's going to shut down you. you are not going to be able to have a political discourse with people, even on Facebook, where you say, well, I read this article over here, I read that article. No, they'll come after you for copyright protection. So they're going to come after you for copyright protection. They're going to come after you telling you that they're going to make you safe if you'll just hand over all of your liberties to the man in the White House. That is the greatest thing to fear. That is the greatest danger. That is the mindset of a slave. If you think you're going to elect somebody for president and they're going to protect you after they take away your liberties. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be playing a couple of reports. One, we're going to play some excerpts for you from the Mark Dice video, where Hillary supporters want her to lower the standard of living. I think it's very interesting that there was an article that just came out today talking about climate activists going after our meat. And, of course, this isn't the first time. Remember, we had the EPA talking at Halloween about how we had to get rid of pumpkins. And at Thanksgiving, they're talking about turkey. Now they're talking about meat. You know, they want to take our air conditioning, our cars, our homes, everything, folks. They're going to shut us down. And these are the people who are flying around in their private jumbo jets telling people in Africa, you know, this is what Obama said. We've played the clip for you many times. He goes to an audience in Africa and he says, y'all all can't have air conditioning in cars. If you did, the planet would explode. I mean, seriously, are we going to criticize Donald Trump when Obama says stuff like that? I mean, that is absolutely amazing, but it's their mindset. So in that vein, what they want to do is they want to get rid of meat. Now, just like we had the gun rights meeting, actually there was gun prohibition meeting is what they were doing at the steps of the Capitol. We were there covering it, and there was one protester in the audience. He said, "Do not, you know, we will fight your ban on guns." And the Austin City Councilman said to him, "Well, we're not trying to ban your guns, but you hang on to that sign. We're going to make it come true." Okay? Well, that's what they're saying here about meat. This is a German member of the European Parliament says, "This is one of the most delicate issues with climate protection because we all have our habits, and diet is something quite holy for some people not to be meddled with." Yeah, you know, it's like my decision, what I eat, not yours, not to be decided by some know-it-all global governance, and that's precisely what they want to do. So they say there's negotiators from 200 countries. They're focusing on reducing carbon dioxide, but they want to focus right now on other issues. They said, we don't want to tackle this right now because it's going to put people off. The same sort of thing. But I want you to understand where they're going, because this is what they say. Nevertheless, the livestock sector is responsible. This same article, these people are saying, we don't want to scare people by telling them we're going to take away their food. But we want them to understand, you know, we still have to keep in mind that this is something's going to be on the plate later on, because it's responsible for 14.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions, according to them. Who knows? We're not allowed to question them because they're authority figures. But they say it's comparable to all the direct emissions from cars, planes, ships, and other transportation. So understand this, folks. When Bernie Sanders comes out and wants to one-up Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and everybody else and saying, "I'm going to cut more carbon than anybody. I'm going to cut 40% of your carbon usage." Well, they're going to take 14.5% if they shut down all of your transportation. They would get 14.5%. Then they can shut down all of your meat and livestock production. You know, meat, turkey, chicken, all that stuff, right? You know, you just eat greens, okay? They can shut down all that. They'll get another 14.5%. That's still only 29%. Bernie Sanders wants to cut it down to 40%, okay? So we've got to cut off your air conditioning, downsize your home, et cetera, et cetera. These people want to reduce us to serfs. Understand where they're headed with this. Understand what their agenda is. And then you can see this, because this is the crony climatism, the people who were too green to fail. In this same article, they're talking about, now they promote, here's their solution, something like the Impossible Burger, which is made entirely from plants. And guess who's funding the Impossible Burger made out of plants? Bill Gates and Google. Bill Gates and Google Ventures are going to do that. So understand, meat is evil. Don't be evil, as Google would say. So buy my synthetic Soylent Green and shut off your air conditioning. Give up your car. Downsize your home. Don't eat turkey. Don't eat pumpkins. Don't eat meat, because we are going to control your life and we're going to rub your nose into the dirt. Now, if they really wanted to get green, what they would do is they would lay off a cannabis, because it's one of the easiest growing things to take the CO2 right out of the atmosphere. What do they do when you pay them a carbon tax? Well, they give it to somebody like Al Gore, and supposedly goes somewhere and he plants a tree. And after many, many years, this tree will get leaves, and it will start to suck up carbon dioxide. Well, we've already got trees. And guess what? God designed a resilient system that when the carbon dioxide goes up, the plants consume that and produce more leaves and produce more oxygen, and more oxygen puts a balance, the system back in balance. And, of course, pot and weed is going to do that much faster than anything else. You've probably heard about the study that they found this one airport that didn't have the cluster of sickness that typically accompanies airports, and what they found was a large cannabis field there. In Chile, they're going to remove from the hard drugs list pot off of the hard drugs list. Now, where does this hard drugs list come from? It's another UN agenda. Do you understand? It was in 1961, the UN created an agenda where they gave us the four schedules. And it was 10 years later that Richard Nixon, the same guy who created the EPA, gave us the war on drugs, exactly mimicking the four schedules for the war on drugs that had been created 10 years earlier by the United Nations. That's why Chile's got the same schedule as we do in the United States. And so they're going to say, well, we're going to take it off of the Schedule 1 drug. We're going to allow it to be used for medical purposes and so forth and so on, allow it to be sold. That is a UN agenda that was imposed on people, and conservatives need to understand that this war of prohibition that we've been fighting for 40 plus years is nothing but a UN agenda. Now, I want to go to these reports that we've got. Before I do, I want to let you know that we've got Deep Cleanse, first sale we've ever had on Deep Cleanse, 17% off. It's your best all-in-one cleanser. You can save money by buying what you would normally have to buy, over 7 different cleansing products. You can get all of that in one product with Deep Cleanse, and right now that's 17% off. Also, check out this coffee special, because I love the InfoWars coffee that we sell here, Wake Up America Blend. If you buy 2 bags of InfoWars coffee, they are throwing in a free InfoWars mug while supplies last. That's 100% organic, non-GMO, grown without pesticides, gourmet quality coffee. And remember that everything you get at the InfoWars store is free shipping until December 18th. So again, check out the sales, check out the coffee, and there's another new product I just saw here on the desk here, the G-Shock Watch. That looks very interesting to me, because you know what? I'm trying to get off the grid in multiple ways. One of the ways I want to get off the grid is when I get finished with my contract, my iPhone, I'm getting off of their surveillance grid with that. I'm looking at analog watches. I'm going back to pagers, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, and burner phones, because I am sick of this. It's my way of saying, no, you know what? Freedom of speech, privacy, due process, it really does matter to me. And anyway, take a look at that. It's a new product. We have a G-Shock watch. It is an analog and digital a watch that never breaks, and we're selling that at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to what we were just talking about, going back to the climate activists saying that, we need to shut down meat for people, cars, air conditioning, homes, everything. People are willingly supporting this. I mean, this is Mark Dice goes out and gets people to say interesting things, but you know, quite frankly, these people are begging to have their lifestyle eviscerated, as well as, we'll point out, their lifespan, because the two go hand in hand. If you cut down energy use, it's the best indicator, not only of it affects our lifestyle, but it's the best indicator of life expectancy. And so these people are all on board with that. The problem is, I'd be happy if they want to do that on their own. Go for it. They want to cut down mine, and I don't agree with that. But here's what some of the people had to say to Mark Dice.
You probably saw Hillary Clinton has promised to lower the standard of living if she gets elected. Do you think that's long overdue?
Yes. Actually, I don't really know what that means.
Hold on. Let her answer.
I think the standard of living should be lower, because I like to go to the bars and drink the alcohol for lower.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Hey, let her answer. Hillary Clinton obviously is promising to lower the standard of living if she's elected. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a good campaign platform to be running on to lower the standard of living?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think Hillary Clinton's the woman to finally do that for America?
Maybe.
Take the baton from Obama and continue the plan of lowering the standard of living?
Maybe.
Dude, I don't know if this guy even knows what a standard of living is.
Well, the news is that Hillary, as you probably saw, Hillary Clinton has promised to lower the standard of living if she gets elected.
Like, how so? In what regard?
Well, just through her economic policies. Are you looking forward to that?
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Is Bernie Sanders is going to beat her in the primaries, and he's going to be our next president of the United States. So I feel strength with Bernie, and he'll do better than Obama.
But this is about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Hillary?
Hillary obviously is promising to lower the standard of living if she gets elected. Do you think that's a good campaign platform to stand on?
You know, it works for her because it definitely fits her personality, but as an American, I don't think I could stand behind that. I might have to go with Trump, you know, if that's the case.
This is for the news. It's a web segment for the news.
Okay.
You probably saw Hillary Clinton has promised to lower the standard of living if she gets elected. Are you looking forward to that? You think she can keep that promise? You excited about the...
Lower the standard? I don't really keep up with that.
Okay, let's pause on that. She really doesn't keep up with the standard of living. She's not really sure what that is, okay? Let me talk about Bernie, you know, because the guy says, well, she's not going to make it past the primaries, and it's going to be Bernie. You know, he's going to lower your standard of living. Let me tell you, you know, if he's people who are buying into socialism, that is what will lower your standard of living. down in Venezuela. Remember Bernie Sanders back in the mid-1980s? He loved Nicaragua and the Sandinistas, as I like to call them, because he just thought those guys hung the moon. But, of course, they were thrown out. They were nothing but a bunch of kleptocrats posing as socialists, because that's what socialists are. They're a bunch of thieves. And now they're seeing the fruit of socialism in Venezuela. They've had the worst ever defeat of leftists. This is after 20 years of rule by Hugo Chavez and his co-thieves. What they've done is they've shrunk. Gross domestic product went down by 10% just this last year. Another 6% is projected for next year. They have 18% unemployment. How's that for socialism lowering your standard of living, okay? And here's the other thing socialists love to do. They love to shut down free speech. And so what they have done, they say, well, one of the outcomes, they say, what could possibly happen now that we've got, now we've thrown the Hugo Chavez socialists out? They say, well, it looks like maybe opposition leaders could be released from jail. Because, you know, liberals do not like to have other people who have a different opinion. If you disagree with them on climate change, they label you a criminal, as we saw earlier in the program when Alex Jones was talking to Mark Morano. They say he's wanted. He's a climate criminal. They want to shut you down because you're a denier. And that's precisely what they are going to do if they get control of the Internet. As I mentioned before, we got people who want to say we're going to shut down the Internet because of terrorism. That's what Trump is saying now. We got people who want to shut it down because they want more money for copyrights. And that's what's being talked about in the European Union. And then we got three judges in a district appeal court in D.C. saying that they want to allow Internet providers to essentially shut down the Internet for speed so that they can prefer their own people, whoever is paying them the higher fees. There are so many different fronts at which they're attacking the Internet, because the Internet is where freedom of speech is lived. The Internet is where you can have political discourse. And understand that if they criminalize hyperlinks, as they're talking about doing in the European Union, as Drudge says, as Supreme Court judges told him they're going to do in America, if they do that. Think about what you see on Wikipedia. You see footnotes at the bottom with links to the different articles that people use to reference and to back up what they're saying. They want you to be completely divorced from any facts and have to rely completely on the pronouncements of people in authority. They don't want you to be able to check anything. That's what has really changed things fundamentally. Back in the day, we had news anchors at ABC, CBS, NBC. They told us what to think. They all said the same thing. They covered the same stories. They gave the same angle. And we listened to them as authority figures because they were telling us what the government wanted us to know. We had no way to check the facts. And if they destroy the hyperlink, they will destroy that. There is no copyright protection when you use footnotes in a book and you say, I'm referencing this to such and such a book or whatever. And that's essentially what's being done with Wikipedia. That's what Matt Drudge does. They want to shut that down because they want to shut down political discourse. They want to shut down any debate of anything that they want to ram down your throat. Now, as we're looking at, we've been talking all day about this pronouncement of how Trump would deal with Muslims, saying, I'm just going to shut down all Muslim immigration. And as I pointed out earlier, Rand Paul came up with a bill that was a lot more thoughtful. He didn't just wield his mouth as a blunt instrument. Back in November 16th, he had three different points. So listen to this bill, which got absolutely no support in Congress. Ted Cruz voted with him. Jeff Sessions voted with him. Jeff Sessions is almost always on the right side, an honest man, even when I disagree with him. But here's the three points that Rubio and Lindsey Graham and many others, essentially the other 90 senators, did not agree with. Number one, aliens already admitted from high-risk countries have been fingerprinted and screened and pose no terror risk and are being monitored for terrorist activity. In other words, this would allow them to get, these are the three steps that would allow them to get a visa. So you've screened them because they're coming from a high-risk territory. Number two, if they're coming from a high-risk territory, they can get a visa if they also have enhanced security measures in place to screen future applicants to prevent terrorists from entering the country. And number three, Homeland Security's visa entry exit system has to be 100% complete. We don't even have a system, folks. It doesn't work because they haven't even finished a system to take a look at these people. And we have to have a tracking system in place to catch attempted overstays. Now, when he pointed all of this out, Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham and 88 other senators just said, nah, never mind. We're going to just ignore that. And so that's why Donald Trump is talking about we just got to stop all the Muslims that are coming from these other countries in a blunt way. Because when you talk about it from a rational standpoint, as Rand Paul did in this bill, it gets absolutely no support in the Senate, and it gets absolutely no discussion in the media. But it is something we need to wake up and understand that we just cannot have open borders. We cannot say that the one right that we are going to establish is the right of anyone in the world to come here unvetted and live in America. Either vote in our elections without being a citizen or become a citizen or to take our jobs, or if they rather not work, have us support them. Have us put them through college, giving them benefits that are greater than even those our children have. That has to stop. Let's go to this report from Joe Biggs, because he's been traveling the country looking at these areas where there's a lot of we'll play this when we come back after the break, because there's not enough time for this. I got off on this tangent. We're going to play a clip from Joe Biggs, because he looks at the whole issue of Sharia law. And you have to understand that it is fundamental to Islamic theology that they must dominate the world. That is part of their theology. It is a refutation of Islam being a true religion when they do not dominate the world. And so, of course, they are going to try to establish Sharia law as widely and as thoroughly as they can. We've had them admit that on poll after poll. Why can't we believe that? So when we come back, we're going to have part of the report, it's up on Alex Jones' YouTube channel, of Joe Biggs talking to people about Sharia law. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Uh-huh.
a special report from Joe Biggs as he's traveling the United States. And this report is the rumors are true. Sharia law is here. What you're looking at now, if you're watching this, if you're listening on the radio, what we're seeing here is footage that Joe and our photographers who are traveling with him are taking aerial footage in areas in America that are highly concentrated with Islamic population.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we are in Dearborn, Michigan. We're actually leaving the Islamic Center of America. It's one of the it is the largest mosque in the United States. We were out there. We did the Alex Jones show earlier today, and during that time, there were some people who were listening to the show. Obviously, they could see the background because they were watching, and found where we were and decided to come out and kind of give us some information. I interviewed a couple of the people, and what two of the guys there had to say was extremely interesting. I'm talking huge breaking news.
As the news started, I don't remember exactly what time, but it was in the early evening. There was a loud crack. And it startled me, and then I'm like, okay, what was that? And shortly thereafter, there were several more fireworks going on. What I found out to be later were fireworks. And in the streets, I did not see the people. However, it was several blocks away from me, within maybe 4 or 5 blocks from my house. People were shouting Allah Akbar, and that was...
Wow, they had fireworks going. They were screaming Allah Akbar in basically celebrating the attacks that happened in Paris.
Yes, sir, and that was quite disturbing to me, especially living in America. That is just, that's unacceptable. I mean, how can you, I don't know, I'm sorry, I just don't understand how people can celebrate death.
And for those of you not watching this, that man is afraid to have his face on camera.
In Dearborn, right across from where this huge mosque is, chanting Allahu Akbar. So, you know, that's crazy. We heard about that after 9/11. Donald Trump told the story. A lot of people have been criticizing that. And we have another instance now where that's going on. So now we're heading over to Hamtramck, which is another area around Detroit. And this area has the Al-Islam Islamic Center, which is a call to prayer building where they do their prayers 5 times a day. Now, this area is much different than Dearborn. Dearborn has a large population, but the way Hamtramck is it looks like a long street that you would see in Iraq with a whole bunch of bazaars, stores set up, traditional Muslim wear, headdresses, manjanis is what I call them. I know it's not the correct term, but that's what we always said when we were in Iraq and Afghanistan. Most of the signs out there, not all, but most, are in some form of Arabic. So there's people there from Yemen, there's people there from Poland, there's people there from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. So this huge melting pot of Islamic people. So we're going to go out here and try to catch some of the call to prayer, see what's going on. You know, we're hearing more information about the attacks in San Bernardino, where they are now saying that it is confirmed that this is indeed an ISIS attack, that the guy, Farouk, traveled to Saudi Arabia, ended up finding his wife, got her over here on a fiancé visa, is what they said in the paper. And they believe that she is the one who has radicalized this man. But you have to remember, too, as well, the mainstream media has been very reluctant, holding back the fact that this could be terrorism. But right off the get-go, when that attack happened in San Bernardino, the report was 3 white men, and it went from 3 white men throughout the day to a couple.
Okay, we're going to have to end it there. And, of course, if you want to see the rest of that report, you can see it at The Alex Jones Channel, our YouTube channel. The report is, rumors are true, Sharia law is here. I think it's very telling that that man who was talking about the Muslim celebrations after the shooting was afraid to go on camera.
The Genesis Community.
Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.